කරු අරුණ ජයසේකර නියෝජිතතුමා විනාඩි 9ක කාලයක් ඔබතුමන්ට.
බොහොම ස්තුතියි honorable chair. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity that is to make my remarks on this very important subject that's about our human rights. Speaking about the status of our human rights of our country and how the government of NPP responded and respected the values of the human rights over a period of a very short span of time, that's about nearly eight months or so. So the issue which touches the crux of our democracy and the dignity of our every Sri Lankan citizen showed us that we change the political culture and the behavior by respecting all the char or the human rights as that we have been observed and exhibited over during the elections and after the post-election period. Violence-free elections that we have conducted. So the NPP government is committed and to protecting the human rights of all without any discrimination and without exception and without compromise. So we reiterate its unwavering commitment to justice and reconciliations as rule of law. So we abided by all the rule of law, the principles that have been established. So what mainly matters in the entire process is the rule of law, democracy, and the governance. So, Honorable Chair, we all are bound by the law, and also they have to be abided by the law, irrespective of who is he or she, and the race, caste, religion, and the positions, whatever that anybody is holding. So the NPP government, as a responsible government, is always is responsible, that is to carry out the rule of law, as we have promised on stage before the elections. So as we are aware, we have had a very bad past about a couple of years ago, so we are struck with economic crisis. That is not only the economic crisis, that is collapse of the democracy, that's poor governance, bad governance, and hit the crisis of democracy, collapse of democracy, and also the crisis of governance. So the NPP, after coming to power, our foremost responsibility was to establish the rule of law. So we did it, and we are doing it, and the future as well. We received a huge mandate across the country. So the mandate reads about the expectation of our people across the country. So we worked on three principles, that is the pro-democracy, anti-corruption, and the social justice. So I must thankful to the Honorable the MP Sridharan as bringing about this very important, timely, topical, the subject of the matter that is to today the discuss. So the national security in this aspect plays a vital role, the foremost essential component aspect for the governance and the stability, that is politically, socially, and economically as well. There is no economic security if the national security is no. There is no security if the economic stability or the security is being not been established. So the NPP government will take all the measures of ensuring the national security before any crisis occur or any incidents, any activities committed by anybody. So that is the foremost things that is to have to ensure the rule of law will be the act of responding accordingly. So irrespective of any individual. So taking the strategic security concerns, strategic security contours, geopolitically, geostrategically, that is the government is always taking into consideration that to ensure the rule of law and the stability of this country and especially in the region as well. So let me come to the certain specific information and factual facts of the North and East as how that the security forces are being informed, educated, and be aware of the values of the human rights and how best that they should be practiced of the human rights. So they have been And also that we believe the rule of law is foundational principles of the democratic governance and the cornerstones of the national security. So it's provides the framework for protecting the civil liberties, ensuring government accountability and maintaining the public trust in institutions. So that we have been talking since this morning, that is to respect and ensure the values of the human rights. So the one such incident was recently happened on the 7th of this month at Muthiyankadu, unfortunate incident, but the camp located there was about very peaceful amount of the soldiers. Incident occurred in the midnight, just before the midnight, and the following day all the soldiers who had occupied were investigated by the team of the police inspectors, police team, and the following day they have been produced and three soldiers are taken into consideration. That is what that the government is always there to make sure the independent investigations, and then the lands that have been used by the military over a period of time since 2009, there were about 73,000 acres that have been held by the military, but we have been released about over 75,000 acres up to 21st of August. That is state lands and also the private lands, north and east, total. The 85,486, I must table this, the statistics, that is to make a record. The lands are to be released in years to come. On the next year is about another 12,000 acres. So still holding about 12,738 acres, that is also taking into the consideration of strategic values, security concerns, those the camps that has to be there to ensure the national security aspect. And the land scheduled to be released during the year, on the this year, about 700 acres, that is state-owned lands, and also the 43 acres of private land. So that will be the release very, very, very soon. And then in Jaffna, thereabout, we have opened up a road that is existing from the Vasavilan Junction to the T Junction that have been closed over for about over three decades. And the Pulmune Kokilai, the road also opened for the transportation of materials, sands of mineral sand corporations. That was in the last 10th April 2025. And also the Batikolo, the new road as requested of the people, which runs by the side of the fence of the Sri Lanka Air Force station, Batikolo, will be released soon. And the more lands will be released in Trincomalee, that is Kodbe, and also in Takwanagar, about 32 purchases, and also the Muthur Kinya, about again another 37 purchase. And also there are four lands that has been specified and taken, brought about by the Honorable MP Shanakyan during the last the security consultative committee. All four lands has also been received, one school, one playground, cooperative building released. So those are the value, those are the actions, efforts that have been taken by the government, especially the security forces. So thank you very much.